Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Wednesday, November 23rd. This is Elena Neal Sachs with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. According to state officials, Oregonians who receive SNAP benefits will get an extra payment next month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps, affects 426,000 Oregon households. Recipients will see the additional payments loaded directly onto their Oregon Trail cards on December 13th, 30th, or January 4th. The extra payments total about $70 million statewide, and recipients don't have to do anything to receive them. The federal government authorized the additional funds earlier in the pandemic. They're expected to last until the feds declare an end to the COVID-19 public health emergency. The average monthly household SNAP benefit in Oregon is about $200. Increases in respiratory disease cases among children have led two of Oregon's most robust children's hospitals to switch to crisis standards of care. The crisis standards, developed by the Oregon Health Authority, help hospitals decide which patients get care when resources are severely limited. They also allow hospitals to loosen staffing standards so nurses can take care of more patients. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is largely behind the influx. The virus is especially dangerous for infants, and the number of children hospitalized with RSV has grown dramatically in recent weeks. The surge of patients and ongoing staffing shortages have severely strained hospitals. Dornbecker Children's Hospital at Oregon Health and Science University and Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy Emanuel have a combined capacity of 44 intensive care unit beds, but the actual number of staffed beds fluctuates. According to an OHA spokesperson, there were a total of 40 staffed pediatric intensive care beds statewide last week. Just three of them were available. OHA will release updated hospital capacity numbers today. On Friday, bike advocacy group Bike Loud PDX sued the city of Portland, arguing it failed to build sufficient pedestrian and bike infrastructure required under state law. Oregon's 1971 Bicycle Bill mandates that the city add bike and pedestrian upgrades any time it relocates, constructs, or reconstructs a street. According to the Bike Loud lawsuit, Portland has failed to comply. The group wants a court to force Portland officials to increase safety features like ramps, bike trails, and footpaths. The lawsuit also calls for the city to follow its 2030 bike plan, which aims to attract new riders, strengthen bike policies, and add to its bikeway network. The Bicycle Transportation Alliance, now known as the Street Trust, also sued Portland in the 1990s under the same bill after the city said it wouldn't put bike lanes in the redeveloped Rose Quarter area. The group was successful, and the bike lanes were installed. Friday's court challenge comes at a time when the city has made large commitments to street safety, but both state and city data show that pedestrian deaths have been on the rise. Computer and printer manufacturer HP is the latest tech company to announce layoff plans. On Tuesday, the company reported it will eliminate between 4,000 and 6,000 jobs over the next 3 years. The high figure represents nearly 10% of HP's global workforce. The layoff announcement comes on the heels of a 13% drop in computing sales last quarter and a 7% drop in printing revenue. HP said it doesn't expect better results anytime soon. The company has a research and manufacturing hub in Corvallis and an engineering and administrative office in Vancouver. It also has plans to build a new research campus in Vancouver, but has declined to say if the latest cutbacks will affect those plans. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.